not responsible for the damage inflicted by his employees. Of course, in modern Anglo-American law, this is a very serious problem. To what extent an employer is responsible for damages inflicted by people in his employ.
He's responsible. Right?
Yeah, but according to our law, he's not. According to the halacha, you are not responsible for what your eved does, right? Yishavi eved pikiyatam ra'ah, the Mishnah says. If you get into a situation in which you're knocked down by a slave, you're going to have very difficult times in correcting.
Collecting.
Yeah. Amar lahem lo, im amartem v'shari v'chamuri she'ein v'hen da'at, they have no independent will. Tomu ba'avdi v'amati she'yesh v'hem da'at, you certainly can't make me responsible for my slave, she'im aknitenu, because if I get into a fight with him, if I insult him, you can't demand the employer to be responsible for the damage inflicted by employees, because if you insult him, and he'll just simply pick up and go set fire to the next, and then you'll have to pay. Okay. About Min Galili. Kovel ani alechem pushim shatem kotvim et ha-moshel im Moshe badach. We are shocked by the fact that you mentioned the emperor's name along with Dat Moshe and Yisrael. All, remember that all Jewish documents up until at least the year 1000 or later were all dated by the Seleucid calendar, right? The Minyan Shtarot. So therefore, if you're going to write a ketubah, or you're going to write a get, it would not be listed according to the year of Briat HaOlam, but rather it would be listed according to the time that the establishment of the Seleucid Empire. So therefore, the Tzedukim say, how is it possible, right? I mean, it would be similar today. How is it that Mr. Fried writes a check with the English date on it instead of the Hebrew calendar, right? I mean, how? At least a religious document shouldn't have the English date on it. You'd be very surprised. We find some, but you'd be very surprised if I pulled out a tshuva out of the sefer and it would list 1835, right? January 7th, 1835, instead of the corresponding Jewish date.
Hmm?
All right, so that's exactly the problem here. The Christian was attacking the Jewish tradition of using a secular date in its holy documents, in the get and so on. Okay? V'lo od, אלא שאתם כותבים את המושל מלמעלון ואת השם מלמטה. Wait, excuse me, I skipped. שאתם כותבים את המושל למשם. המושל למשה בדף. אומרים פרושים, קובלים אני עליכם מן גלילי. You're complaining to us about the fact that we have the emperor's name on the top of the document and Moshe down at the bottom when we say Kedat Moshe v'Yisrael. But look, Shatem kotvim et ha-moshel im Hashem. You say you have Hashem and Paro mentioned in the same letter. V'lo od ela Shatem kotvim et ha-moshel mil malon v'et Hashem mil matan shne'ama v'ayom et Paro mi Hashem asher ashma v'kolo. There's a sentence in which Paro's name occurs even before God's name. So what is your complaint? Okay, and that presumably should be the end of the chapter, but they didn't want to leave the last paragraph on this particular note. Ukishalakama omer Hashem atzadik vani vani harshaim. So that's a better ending to the paragraph. Okay, so here's where we will stop. I had prepared a lot more material, but unfortunately the time is up. The point is, I'm sure you're going to be hearing much more about these things once this injunction gets lifted and these documents become publicly available. And as I say, it seems to me, first of all, that the idea that this has something to do or is going to be of importance in the history of religion is probably eliminated. These documents refer to an internal Jewish debate on highly technical halachic matters, much like whether you can use tuna fish, you know, or swordfish or things of this nature. Secondly, it's clear that these people, if they're associated with any major sects that are known to us, they seem to be on the side of the tzedukim in these debates. That's the second thing. Although we only—it's certainly for one and maybe for three of these disputes. And the third, as I said before, this is another indication of some of the things that we find in our sources in the Mishnah are accurate reflections and sometimes misunderstood or not understood reflections of actual debates that were really taking place 200 or 300 years earlier. So therefore the fact that we don't understand a passage in the Mishnah doesn't necessarily mean that the Mishnah has it transcribed and corrected. Okay, so we will stop here, and let's plan then to start in the next session.